Wildy and Tausch begins now. Now, let's do this because I've lost complete control of the show.
And in fairness, I did get word Bulaga's not going to be on tomorrow.
Now, wait a minute. That's not what I got.
Oh.
So, I am...
Conflicting Bulaga reports.
Look, I am, first of all, for avid listeners, I don't really know how to swim, which is going to seem like a non sequitur here, but I'm going to explain what this is. I did take swimming lessons as a grown-up when the girls were taking them. I don't think I could save myself if you dropped me in the ocean. But I am, the hurricane news makes me really anxious, gives me major anxiety. And so I've been worried about a number of people that I care about that live in Florida. So I reached out to a few of them, sent them notes, and Bulaga was one of them. And the exchange I had with him this morning was that they are not in an evacuation zone, so they're most likely staying put, and that he should be able to do the show tomorrow because it's not, hopefully, fingers crossed, going to hit him directly like we're concerned about for other areas of Florida. So he is TBD for tomorrow. But it just gives me the... and I know there are lots of bad things that happen in the world, but the water part of this gives me really major anxiety. So I hope everyone is safe and sound. They've been evacuating like crazy down in Florida, and we know what Hurricane Helene has done to a variety of areas on the eastern seaboard as well. All right, so I want to get to Romeo Dobbs because I want Tausch to hear Matt LaFleur's actual answer as opposed to him dismissing the questions basically because he didn't want to get into it. But my one question for you, Tausch, is this before we go there in the next segment. And that is, if you're on this team, how do you handle his return? Because everyone's going to say the right things, right? We're welcoming him back in. But the fact of the matter is that he did something that none of the other 69 players on the roster and on the practice squad have ever done. And that is no showed for work going into a game where he was going to be a part of the game plan. Maybe not as big as he wanted to be, but how do you get guys like you, teammates, to forgive you right away without it just being platitudes?
Well, I don't think anyone is going to expect forgiveness right away. I mean, it's you're part of our team. We need you. And we want you to, you know, figure things out. But this is going to be an all about that action, boss. None of the he can get up and give a heartfelt speech, and I think that's a good start. But just like words only go so far, it's all about that action. And for Romeo, it's put your head down and just go back to work. So I think you let everybody know where your head was at, why you did it, and that how profusely I can apologize I do, and say I am going to work my butt off to help this team win, and whatever role that is, that's what I'm going to do moving forward. And then you just go out and do it. And there cannot be any more hiccups. That has to be the mindset, because as a teammate, I'll forgive, but I'm not going to forget. And I think there's a... I hope that you come, and I hope that you do change and go about your business the way we all thought you had prior.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just going to be showing up to practice, work, go out and execute, and help our team win. That's the only thing Romeo Dobbs can do. Nothing else. You know, I do think getting up in front of the team and saying something, I think, is an important starting point. But then after that, get to work and go about your business. Be a good teammate, because you weren't last week.
Tausch, speaking of good teammates, it only lasted for a day, but you were a great teammate for Johnson & Sons Paving, and they've got that kind of culture at their company.
Yeah, I still got the uni on. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. Well, if things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed today. Schedule a free, no obligation quote and a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that needs to be done by spotting the worst of all the cracking, fatigue. You get standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, much, much more. Don't scare away your customers or your tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now and save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
All right, we'll hear what Matt LaFleur had to say about this, and I want Tausch to dissect it, and he'll do so next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. It's a beautiful.
Time now to discuss what I have been very eager to get Tausch's opinion on. And it's not my question and answer techniques.
Mm.
Which you'll, I'm sure, have an opinion on as well.
I'm sure we will discuss that, yeah.
But a couple weeks ago, I didn't end up writing this story because it felt, to use one of Tausch's favorite words, a little Pollyanna-ish. And there were better stories. But... you know, we were looking at how at right guard they were rotating Jordan Morgan and Sean Ryan. We're looking at corner where they're rotating Carrington Valentine and Eric Stokes. We're looking at a defensive line where I understand that that's a position where you generally want to rotate, but they were taking that to the next level in terms of how much they were rotating guys. We saw them trying to figure out ways to get Evan Williams on the field and Javon Bullard on the field simultaneously, which they did against the Rams. We talk about the wide receiver room and how many guys they wanted to shuttle in and out and get opportunities for at that position. And I had said to LaFleur, I understand this isn't middle school basketball, but what does this do for your team and its chemistry to have more guys involved? Because, Tausch, let's be honest, when you were playing, like, you didn't do a whole lot of rotating guys in unless there was an injury-related thing where Mike Wall or Marco is playing with a busted hand and he's got to take breaks in between series and you would move to guard and Earl Dotson or whoever would come out in a tackle, right? It's unusual that they were doing this. Fair?
Correct. Yes, very, very unusual.
So, and Matt LaFleur's point was, hey, you know, it maybe some guys want to play more. I get that. But we think there's value in getting everyone involved, and it gives the guys who aren't starters per se motivation to say, look, if I do my job, I'm going to get some opportunities on game day. I'm not just going to play on special teams. I'm going to get some opportunities on offense or defense. And it felt like kind of a feel-good deal. But I didn't write it, and then the Romeo Doubs saga kicks off. And so Matt LaFleur met with Romeo Doubs yesterday. He said he's looking forward to him being back on Wednesday when they return for practice. We have no one, to my knowledge, has spoken with Romeo Doubs, at least from a reporter's perspective. So we don't know how he really feels. Will he be chastened like Jair Alexander was last year? If you're a Packers fan, you're hoping so, right? That he comes back and is a little bit contrite and...
Did you say chastened?
Chastened. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Acknowledging he was wrong, learned a lesson.
Like chase end?
No. It is. Can we not critique my word choice until later so we can get
I'm
to this audio?
No, I'm just curious. I had never heard that word used before.
Chastened.
Chastened.
C-H-A-S-T-E-N-E-D.
Oh, chastened.
I thought it was...
You said chastened.
No, the T is silent.
Oh.
Okay, I wish the T was more silent on the show sometimes.
Like yama. Okay.
I thought that was chastened.
Maybe
that's
it is.
A tough word to... Yeah, right, I'm not 100% sure. Right, but what you're saying, Jason, is you want him to acknowledge...
Actually,
Jason, you want him to acknowledge I was an idiot and it's not going to happen again. That's chasing.
Yeah,
that, in essence, is what chasing means.
Yeah, exactly. I should have known better. This was a lapse in judgment.
Chasten Wildy.
Don't you like that?
No, that's
clever,
good,
right?
Jesse.
Thank you.
That's good.
Wait a minute. Oh, nice. It's up on the board. I see it now. All right. Look. Can we just play the audio? Listen closely to this because I do.
Okay.
I want you to hear what Matt LaFleur says and tell me what you think of it when he finally does answer a question. Here is our exchange yesterday in the press conference.
Matt, did you have your meeting with Romeo that you were looking forward to?
We did. We talked.
How do you feel coming out of it?
I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, but I think it was productive, and we look forward to getting him back on Wednesday.
Did you have any inkling that he was unhappy before this?
Again, like with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done, and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
I asked you a while back about how you've been getting all these guys involved, right? You're sharing different snaps at different positions on defense, and we talked about how valuable that is. In any way, is there a downside to that, that then people might not be as on board with that concept?
No, I think one thing that you totally respect about everybody is everybody has their own goals and aspirations and wants, but you just got to try to continue to keep it under what's best for our team, and ultimately our job is to win football games, and how we do that. I would love everybody to go out there and get every number that they'd love to hit, but especially for myself and trying to set up this team, it's all about winning, and how do you put each piece together to go out there and win games. And you know, we're fortunate that we have a lot of players that we have a lot of confidence in, and specifically on the offensive side of the ball in regards to trying to get everybody involved. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it can potentially be a problem if you let it be. And, you know, I think for the most part, our guys have done a really good job of just putting the team first, and we're going to continue to stress that, and hopefully, you know, they buy into that, because I am a believer, and I think we've seen it around here. When your team has success, generally all those accolades and come with that. So we're going to keep it about the team and continuing to focus on winning and doing our best to put everybody in a position to set us up to win games.
All right, so I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times, it's not about the questions, it's about the answers. But mm-hmm. I was pretty frustrated because this is a big story. This stuff does not happen. He is not the first person to be unhappy with his role, but he is the first person during my career anyway, which is not short, to completely no show for work, to have a member of the team security staff come to his home to make sure he's not lying dead in his bathroom doing a wellness check. So this was unprecedented, at least during my time. And so I didn't really love the idea, and I understand Matt's got a job, and it wasn't contentious, but this was a big freaking deal. Mm-hmm. And the we're going to move forward, and I appreciate the question. I wasn't mad, but I was like, we need more than this. And especially when you juxtapose it against what we had just gotten done talking about a couple weeks ago about how it is your goal to get everyone involved. And if that means some guys get a little bit less than they'd like, the benefit outweighs the drawbacks to those guys, because you got everyone pulling in the same direction until Romeo, and this was an important piece of Bill Huber's reporting. He came to work on Wednesday, even though he was unhappy with his role against the Vikings. And then he saw the game plan for this week on Wednesday going into the Rams game, and then that's when he decided that it wasn't enough Romeo Doubs in that either. And that's when he no-showed. So when you listen to him actually answer what we were trying to get at with him, and him talking about wanting guys to hit their numbers and everything else, what do you make of how Matt LaFleur responded?
Yeah, I think he handled it well, and I think he complimented your questioning, which I think probably makes you feel good. Your questioning and how you're right, you got to a point where you kind of forced Matt to at least get inside the mindset, because it is really a difficult job. Being a head coach, a good head coach, is difficult. When you have a lot of young ascending talent, it's great because guys don't have – the egos are there, but everybody's just trying to find their role. Then you find a role and you want more, which is what you want. I want players to want more. But I also want players to accept the role that's happening when you're trying to win games. So he's 100% right. When I go and talk to, you know, different schools or if it's businesses, one of the things I always talk about is, for me in my own career, all of my individual success, and you can say, well, all this, it all has come from team success. Everything. And that is what I think every organization, it doesn't matter if you're an HVAC company, if you're a football team, you have to have a bunch of people that are willing to do their work and continue to push for their own advancement in their careers. But there, you have to fit those pieces together. You can't have five number one wideouts. You can't pay it. It's just not. That's not how it works. So you have to get guys that will accept their roles and thrive in those roles in the best way they can. That's what Matt LaFleur is talking about. And sometimes it takes incidents like this to find out what guys are and who's on board. Every locker room I've been involved in, there have been guys that have been unhappy with their roles. It's up to the other players, and it's up to and this is going to be Jordan Love's – this can be a big test of his leadership. Because Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, it wasn't gonna fly. Like, this is how it goes. You're gonna have to have these conversations, and you have to understand who the players are and how they tick. Some guys you need to kick into keister, some guys you gotta rein in. The good news is Jordan Love knows Romeo Doubs very well. Like, they're boys.
Yeah.
This, which is why it was so surprising that it spiraled to this. But Matt LaFleur's answer on the individual success coming from team success, guys have to understand that, because I promise you, what is Romeo Doubs thinking on Saturday and Sunday when the plane's taken off and he's not out there? There has to be a moment where he's like,
what have I done?
What the hell did I just do? Like, what am I doing? Because you can have that anger and you can be irritated and frustrated, but you still have to keep working through the process, because if eliminating yourself from the process, that doesn't help you. And it certainly doesn't help your football team. So this is unfair, but I think this is Jordan Love's first real big test as far as how you're going to keep this core together. Because this group, it's going to evolve. You have young players coming in. You're going to have old guys that get out. It's a constant deal, and you have to deal with that. But you have 12 games and hopefully a bunch of postseason games that you have to figure out, how can I keep guys happy, but how do I let guys flourish when they start flourishing? Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed is flourishing. You can't go and say, if I'm Romeo Doubs, I need to dampen him. I need to elevate myself and find a way that I can be as big of a role as I could possibly get while our team still is having success. And that is a tricky puzzle piece that Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love got to put together.
All right. I thought you brought up something interesting, and I want to talk about this next. And that is the Jordan Love leadership component and his relationship with Romeo Doubs. I find myself wondering if Romeo talked to anyone before he decided to do what he did. We will get into that.
I can't imagine he did.
It sure doesn't seem like it. We'll talk about that coming up. The real question is, what will be his Prize Picks projection for Sunday? And are you going more or less?
I just wonder if he'll be on the board. I fell for the Derek Carr trap last night. They gave a little sweetener, put him down, and I went less, and OT didn't win, but it was still fun. America's number one daily fantasy sports app is Prize Picks. With over 10 million users, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, And you watch the winnings roll in. Unfortunately, I didn't do that last night. Get in on the daily action with your pals. Become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks. I went with 4 picks. Not good last night. Prize Picks, the best way to win real money this season. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. Turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Sign up today. You get $50 instantly. All you got to do is play a $5 entry. Don't even need to win. That $50 is guaranteed. Download the app today. Use code WI. $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI to get that $50 instantly. Prize Picks. Run
your
game.
I was jumping. Chomping at the bit.
Pouncing.
Chasing.
Chasing. Mason. Chasing Mason.
Come on, Derek Carr. Like, what? 165 yards, I think, what they ended up setting it at last night.
The Chiefs have a good defense, old T. They got a good defense, and he doesn't have Devontae yet.
He hurt his oblique, too.
He also left the game. Didn't you get a reboot on Derek Carr? I had a reboot. Because I took Derek Carr, and then he had the injury insurance with Prize Picks, so I got the reboot. So I ended up going.
Oh, let me take a look.
Yeah, I went 3 for 3, and then I had a 4-bagger that I had.
I just told you I had 4, and I got 3 of them wrong. And one of them was Derek.
Well, then it's not Derek Carr's fault.
Well, okay. But I'm blaming Derek because he's the reason that kind of pulled me in. That got me dabbling last night. Oh, Derek Carr, $165. I also went Mahomes less, and that was a disaster. I needed Tutu Atwell to play. That's what I needed.
I'm sorry that your Prize Picks didn't go well. Kind of like this show. We will get to Jordan Love's leadership and how he handles the Romeo Doubs situation next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Tausch, the other part of this, and you hit on it, and I thought it was really important. He and Jordan Love are tight. Like, they worked out together in the last several off seasons. So, what does it tell you? And look, you've been killing me for the even-keeled thing, and that's fine. I would argue that observation was not as far off the mark as you think it was, and that him acting out in the way that he did, it is so incongruous with his personality that that's one of the reasons why it's so shocking. He's not the mercurial wide receiver whose behavior you're not expecting. You know, you could predict that he's going to ride the wave, right? He's going to demand the ball publicly. He's going to act like a diva. He never showed any of these tendencies ever to anyone, and his teammates can attest to that. So what I find odd about this is that he grew so frustrated. And I saw this was mentioned, too, on the YouTube comments. Like, he was mad during the Vikings game. He slammed his helmet down on the sideline. And then, again, according to Bill Huber's reporting, he was unhappy going into the Vikings game. He was unhappy coming out of the Vikings game. Then he went to practice on Wednesday, saw the game plan. He wasn't a primary focus of it. And then he decided not to show up for work on Thursday and Friday. My question for you is, you know, we do a Q&A thing every year for our evaluations that says, do you have a best friend at work? Who is Romeo Doubs' best friend at work? And did he ever consider saying, God, this is such BS. I'm better than, like, did he ever consider talking to Jordan? Like, I don't know enough about what he did behind the scenes, but I will say this. I mentioned this, I think, on the Potawatomi football show with Greg Matzik and Gary Ellerson last night. I do find myself wondering, he does seem like a sensitive guy. And as a sensitive guy myself, I do wonder if, much like Amari Rodgers previously, if there are some scars from his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, and he did not feel like he could talk to anyone about how he was feeling. But that's a pretty flimsy excuse when you seem to be as close to the quarterback. And I'm really surprised if he did not go to Jordan and say, look, man, this is really, what should I do? I'm sure Jordan Love would have said, well, make sure you show up for work tomorrow and we'll work through this together. Does that not surprise you?
Yeah, that will be an interesting question for someone to ask Jordan and Romeo. What he did was not obviously the right thing. It is I'm questioning how we got here, because you can be frustrated, and I didn't, you know, I saw some of the reports that you're talking about after that Viking game, because Wicks got targeted a ton. Obviously, Jaden Reed got targeted a ton. But the narrative wasn't that, oh, Romeo Doubs stinks. A lot of times this happens when the narrative is, and then that perception becomes reality of, well, Romeo Doubs is slipping. He's not. I didn't sense that. I don't think anybody. It was more Jaden Reed's really good. It wasn't Romeo wasn't good.
He still had 20 targets.
So I don't fully understand that. That's where I think we have to just hear from Romeo what triggered him to do this. Because all of the other stuff you can guess and speculate, I know for certain, I can't imagine that Romeo Doubs went up to his best buddy at work, Jordan Love, and said, man, I'm really frustrated. Hey, what do you think? I'm thinking about bouncing Thursday and Friday and not coming to practice. Jordan Love is not going to say, that's a really good idea, Romeo. Like, that's just not how that was going to go.
Go for it,
so
buddy!
I think it's good. You should hold out till you get the... It doesn't make any sense, and that's where I don't... Until I hear all of that, I don't know what triggered that outside of the fact he didn't feel like he was being utilized in the right way. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Romeo? Almost everybody feels that way. Every wide receiver and running back. You don't think Emmanuel Wilson's probably thinking, man, I should be getting 20 carries a game. Well, somebody's probably, you know what, Emmanuel, you should be happier on the team. And if you keep working and getting more and more stuff, you're going to keep earning more opportunities. That'd be great. That's good advice. He didn't have anybody giving him good advice. Or he didn't listen to whoever was giving him good advice. Because the advice or the actions that he took were idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't help anyone. Like, typically, you maybe at least one of the two parties could be helped by this. This was the classic lose-lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In the office, Michael Scott would go through win-win, win-loss. This was the lose-lose-lose.
Not Helms-esque.
Somebody will come. Let's break down that Chiefs-Buccaneers Super Bowl. It doesn't make any sense, and that's where someone in that room has to see it, acknowledge it. And then it was 2 days, not one. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just a lot of things spiraling over here that Natasha Bedingfield would be all over, because it's unwritten. I don't know exactly how that all shook out.
Yeah, we need to play trivia, but to put a bow on this, a couple of other things. The Packers did not, from Bill's reporting, the Packers did not then tell him not to come to work on Friday. Like, they went to his house, found he was okay, he was just mad about his role, and he chose then not to come on Friday either, and that led to the suspension. Two, I got a question here from Dave in the YouTube comments. Does this reflect poorly on Love's leadership? I would say no, but I do think, as Tausch very eloquently said, his leadership now has to be top flight. Like, now he's got to show the leadership to figure out a way from a player-to-player perspective to help fix this. And then finally, and again, there's a few comments to this effect in the YouTube comments. I've seen a few tweets. I've gotten a couple emails about this.
I love that you're scrolling the YouTube comments, man.
Trying to keep everybody engaged. Stoking engagement.
Yep.
I am super uncomfortable with talking about possible mental health issues, crises, whatever, when I don't know a person nearly well enough to speak to it. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I understand the question because I have wondered it too. And all you could give me a hard time about the even-keeled stuff and whatever else, but I know you don't need my permission to do so, but one of the things that was strange about him was that, and this is what prompted that description, was good or bad, he just was no different. Like, he did not, in my interactions with him, and the media interactions are not indicative of what he's like with his teammates. I think there might be some parallels, though, quite frankly, in some conversations that I've had, that he never got really excited about anything good. He never got really emotional about anything bad, which was why when I saw him slam his helmet, I was like, oh, that's different for him. And so, again, I don't want to, because look, I do think that there are people that have authentic, genuine mental health crises that causes them to behave some way. And I also think that there are people that, with our focus on that, have used it as a convenient excuse to excuse poor behavior. And I have a real problem with that, because there are people with real problems, and for you to use that to try and get off the hook for something is crap.
Yeah, you can't. That's one of those things you can't judge.
Right.
You're not judging it. All we can do as analysts and you as a media folk is, what happened? Why did it happen? And how did it unfold the way that it did? Your job is to find out the how. Then I'm going to dig in and figure out, okay, well, why did it happen? And what is going to happen into the future? And I think from the Packers' perspective, all they can hope for is he learns a lesson. Mm-hmm. He is going to come back and be as productive of a player as he can be for this season. And then you reevaluate the entire thing when you're starting to go through your plans for the next season. Because right now he is one of your guys. You need him be one of your guys.
Yeah.
And he needs to understand that is where he is. And the only way he's going to better himself as a football player is to get to work and to go and do your role. Whatever that role is, do it the best you can. Because I'll tell you something. Even though Wicks has dropped a few balls, he's getting open. And he's a blocking fool now.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to put his nose in there and get after it. So what happens in this business, it moves quick. You give a week like you just did, you got guys that are just chomping to get in there and take every rep that you didn't think you were getting a fair shot at. Somebody else is like, man, this is their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. You don't think old Heath isn't just chomping? Saying, oh, baby, thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yep. All right. We will see. I don't think people will be real forthcoming trying to get people to talk about this. I will probably have to grant some anonymity if I want to get some answers. We'll see if that succeeds or fails. They will be circling the wagons on this. I can guarantee you there will be messaging from the head coach to the players that you're not talking about this. We're moving forward. So we'll see.
Well, I think Jordan Love is gonna have to.
I agree.
Jordan will have to. I think everybody else, I hope I'm hearing canned answers. Hey, you know, we want Romeo back. We need him. You know, he talked to us, boop, 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 and then that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about other players' stuff. That's never injuries or anything else. I'll talk about me, and I'll talk about our team. But I am not getting into personal things that other players do. You want to alienate and splinter a locker room? There's your recipe.
We'll talk at some point about what this does for his future prospects, because there was a time when the conversation was, it's him and Zach Tom that are head of the line to get extensions.
Can I amend that now?
Yes.
It's Zach Tom. It was going to be Zach Tom, and now it for certain is Zach Tom. Any of those conversations, shame on me for bringing that up. I was wrong on Romeo. That doesn't mean I can't be right again.
Yeah, No.
But for right now, I'm wrong.
He wants to blame you, Jason, so bad. I can hear it in his voice right now. He wants to say, I was wrong because Jason told me that he was the most even-keeled, blah, 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 blah. And he's not doing it.
I'm going to say this. His even-keeledness, along with his relationship with Jordan Love, is the reason I thought that he was in a line to understand his role and thrive
there,
in that role. No, Jesse's 100%
Dr.
right.
Dr. Jesse. Nailed it. All right. We need to play trivia. Today, what was that? It's supposed to be his medical chart?
That was my chart. Yeah, when I diagnose you guys. Yeah.
Call Epic. They could do that digitally.
All right. It is crazy how much more Jesse's putting himself on the video screen. Have you noticed this?
Look at me.
He normally goes the whole show just with Whoa Nelly and maybe trivia. Yeah. He is now punching
also not
in.
Blurry.
He's cleaned it up. And because he's dropped 40 pounds, he is just wanting to show. And by the way, Jesse, you should. You should be proud of yourself. You look awesome. So I have no problem with it. I'm just acknowledging this is what you're doing.
How many more shows before
Fair?
He starts doing the show shirtless?
Well, he's got to do that car wash bit with Brush Jet. I think now would be a good time to do it, Jesse.
Now would probably be as good as any. Yeah.
All right, it's time for trivia. I assume the trivia category is skinny people or shirtless people. What's the category, Jesse?
No, it is Badgers Trivia Tuesday.
Okay.
Because it's Tuesday and that's what we typically do. If you would
different
like
schedule this season on Tuesdays, maybe we could change it up now.
If you would like me to do shirtless models as Thursday's trivia category, we can make that work for you.
Like Calvin shirtless Klein. Models. Calvin Klein ads, that kind of stuff along those lines, sure. And we'll do that maybe, but probably not. Let's play trivia now, though.
Do that when I take my 2 weeks off. That'd be a good idea.
Well, there'll be plenty of opportunities. Caller number 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 right now to play Wilde and Tausch Trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, and we will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Let's play some trivia. I've got the save the date on my refrigerator. The girls have been invited, unlike Jesse's wedding. We will be there. The nuptials right around the corner. I don't want to give any further information out because then Craig Thompson will be unhappy because he's got to pay for all this. It is Jeff and Monroe as our contestant today. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. That was a nice picture on the save the date, I thought.
I thought so, too. Yeah, the city in the background is great. I loved it. And I'm sure so did Scott, not Craig.
What if one of the girls has a sporting event?
Great question.
I would just say this.
Really good question.
Carrie is the very cool aunt / big, big sister that they love dearly. They are not going to miss this. It is a shift, though, for them because pretty much every wedding for a while there, they were flower girls. They were in the perfect age for flower girls, and they've outgrown that role. They can't do it anymore, so they'll just be there dancing the night away, celebrating the wedding. All right, Jeff, we need to play trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, and the ultimate Badger and the voice of Badger football on the Badger Radio Network when it comes to color analysis has the first question.
I was going to say, is Matt LePage joining us to read?
Yeah, I got there eventually.
You kind of butchered that, but I'll let you pass because I'm pretty even keeled. In which state do the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, Wisconsin's opponent this weekend, play their home football games? Is it New Jersey, New York, or New Appreciation?
A, New Jersey.
Do they play at MetLife?
They do not.
No, it's called like Sheffield. She or Chi or
S-H-I Field, which is one letter away from a lot of jokes about Rutgers football.
Not this year.
They've been pretty good, yeah. Manungai. Kyle
not
Manungai.
Not to be confused with Sean Manenga, the former Packers off special teams coordinator.
Or Ashcraft.
You know, yeah. Ever since I started doing my Johnson & Sons paving reads with Ash, I have not had those same problems with
them. That's great for the radio broadcast, but do you think that Johnson & Sons wants their asphalt referred to as asphalt?
I don't know.
Never thought about it, did you? Question two, Jeff. Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback who led the Commodores to the upset win over number one Alabama over the weekend, was the starting quarterback for which school that Wisconsin defeated 66-7 in a game in 2022? Was he the quarterback at New Mexico State, Buffalo, or Florida Atlantic? Sounds more like he should have been the quarterback at Purdue.
I'm going to say C, Florida Atlantic.
You can say that, but you'd be wrong. I don't remember their big showdown with the New Mexico State Aggies.
They were really bad. I think the old coach for Minnesota that had some seizure issues,
Jerry Kill,
I believe, was the coach. Jerry Kill.
It was sandwiched between the loss to Washington State at home and the loss to Illinois, after which Paul Chryst got fired. So it was actually Paul Chryst's last win as Badgers head coach was that game.
Okay.
A little bit of trivia for you during trivia.
All right. Badgers receiver Tretch Kekahuna became the first Wisconsin wideout to be named Big Ten Freshman of the Week since which of these wideouts that most recently won the award? Is it Quintez Cephas, Nick Toon, or David Gilreath?
I'm going to go B, Nick Toon.
Nope. David Gilreath, at least according to the information I've been given by Jesse. We may have to fact check it.
I was given the information by Pablo Iglesias, and he used to work in news, so I'm pretty sure that's right.
All right, well.
Pretty good deductive reasoning there.
That leaves Jeff and Monroe with one correct answer, two entries into Friday's drawing. But the good news is Monday's contestant is not eligible, so there will be less competition in the cheese fry helmet. Jeff? Looking forward to seeing you in person at the nuptials. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy.
Good. Can I ask you a question quick?
Nope.
All right. You guys have a good day.
No, of course you can. Of course you can.
What happened to the Badger outsider? Did I miss he outpriced himself?
he didn't like his role in the show. He's holding out.
He sat out two practices, and we said, deuces B. Deuces DB.
We'll see if he can fit us into a schedule at some point. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. Tausch, somewhere maybe the Badgers outsider is saying to himself, pour me in, coach, back into Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, it would be fun. Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on a coach, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary, salt the rim of a Tito-rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. Soda, cranberry water, whatever it might be, you're calling the game. You change up your roster, wash that lucky jersey, as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly.
All right, we'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. We will get to the power rankings Tuesday that we tend to forget on Tuesdays. We'll see where the Packers rank now. That kicks off the 11 o'clock hour, which begins in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.